This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, November 18th on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. Monday night trivia. We've got bumper stumpers, 11 of them to be exact. They all have something in common. Almost all of them are by artists you know and know pretty well. And you may know many of the songs, too, and know them well, but not the artist doing the songs, of course. All right, clearly that's not the theme, but that's just a little foreshadowing of what's to come. We have a straggler from last week, giving you a week to think about this. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this, but we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did it. Did what? All right, so there you have it. We worked on it toward the end of the show last week. It's straggling from this week, and maybe you've got an answer. If not, we'll review it and reveal it at the end of the show tonight. And so about a little less than 3 hours from now. Now, in addition to that, if you don't know my bumper stumpers, and of course you haven't heard of one of them yet, so I don't expect a winner right away, and you don't know my straggler, you can have your own category because everybody knows something about something. You are an expert at something, I just know it. So call and let us know what that topic is, that category. We'll give you a question, and you'll win. The prizes are worthless, absolutely worthless. It takes forever to get them, but eventually you get a certificate, which is nice. It's suitable for framing or works very well for insulation if you get a lot of them, and you get one certificate for each time you win, and you'll get something else you don't want for every win. It might be a DVD or a CD or a tabloid or something, but it'll at least make you a winner. But all of the foregoing is to say that you're doing this for the fun of it. And I plan to have fun tonight. 888-876-5593. We're going to kick it off with John in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself, John?
I'm real good. Let's try 1967 tonight.
Okay. And it says November. Do you have any week in November you'd prefer?
Not really.
All right. We'll just go to the middle of the month then. You ready?
Good.
Number one on the Billboard Hot 100 nationally, To Sir With Love.
Lulu.
Number two, Soul Man.
Sam and Dave.
Yeah. Number three, Incense and Peppermints.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Number four, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
The Council.
Number five, It Must Be Him.
Vicky Carr.
Yep. Number six, Please Love Me Forever. And this, of course, was a remake.
Can I hear that one?
By the guy who did the remake? Sure. Originally, it was Kathy Gina and the Roommates, but you wouldn't know that. All right, but let's... But you would know it by a number of people because it's one of those songs that everybody redid, kind of an almost pop standard. But let me see if I can find it on the computer. First, I got to find my magic twanger. All right, well, the twanger's been found. Now let's find the record. All right, so... All right, Please Love Me Forever. Now, what comes up? Yeah, there's Kathy Gina and the Roommates. No, we're not playing that one. All right, we're not playing the one from 1961 either, which was, let's see, what else we got here? Okay. Believe me, I've got all of them. I'm horrified to say, even the Tommy Edwards version, and it's not Tommy Edwards. I wish it was, because Tommy Edwards was better than this one, but here it is.
Forget me ever. Just listen to my plea. Please don't stop loving me.
All right, it was number six for 3 weeks in a row. Who is it?
The only thing I can think of is probably not right, but Gene Tidney.
No, it was Bobby Vinton, believe it or not, on Epic, okay. and Billy Sherrill produced it. All right, number seven, okay. Your Precious Love.
Your Precious Love.
Yeah, it's a duo. I'm going to help you with this one, too, if I can find it.
Okay.
So you'll know it, I think. I thought you'd know the other one, but okay. We'll see. Okay, it's a duo. Let's see. No, we're not Jerry Butler and the Impressions. Come on. All right. Let's see if I can put the artist in it first and narrow this down, because a lot of people have done it. Still checking. One moment.
That's all right.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, we're just going to have to look for it, because it is 1967, so I'll bet this will do it. No, that's Oscar Tony Jr. That would not be it. All right. Well, still checking. All right. Jerry Butler did it. You know, everybody's done this. I'm still checking. It's here somewhere. So I was expecting you to just know it off the top of your head. Jackie Wilson did it a year later. I didn't even know Jackie Wilson did it. I'll be darned. Boy, this is one of those everybody and their brother did it. Well, we're going to find it here no matter what. All right. I think we are anyway. Oh, this should be it, I hope. No, that's Oscar Tony Jr. again. Well, oh, I see. This is worse. I have tons of versions of this. Oh, this is really bad. But, well, here, let's see about this one here. Finally! All right. All right, here you go.
Something new.
Absolutely right. That's right. Yeah, Your Precious Love. Not to be confused with For Your Precious Love, which... Whoa, are you still with us? Who are we calling?
Yes.
All right. You have call waiting? Somebody more important than us? All right.
No, I do not.
Well, I don't either, so I don't know. All right. I don't know what that is. Number eight. I Say a Little Prayer.
Yeah, I'm going to work.
Yes. Number nine, Expressway to Your Heart.
Soul Survivors.
Number 10, I Can See for Miles and Miles and Miles.
No.
Number, that's right. So, okay, that's 80%. You're a winner. That's all you
Very
need to
good.
Do. Very good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
Hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. And I just realized something. Over the weekend, always doing something. I changed out the ATAs. That's the device that allows these phone calls to come in to this radio station. And so I changed it out with a new one. And I like the new one, except the VoIP company I use, I sent them to them as a program them. Just figure out what you want and make the Hunt group work. Well, the first three lines of the Hunt group work, but I'm not sure how many more do after that. So if you're getting a busy signal or if it's ringing and you're not getting an answer, well, for God's sakes, call back. So far, three lines are working, and then I'm getting noises. All right, so 888-87, probably not the best night to try it on Monday Night Trivia, but here I am. 888-876-5593, 888-88. Raleigh, we'll get back to Barry in New Hampshire. He wants charts, and Bob and Willowbrook's going to take some guesses. And right now, I'm going to talk about the CC Radio Solar with Bluetooth. It is a wonderful radio. What I love about this radio is it will work no matter what. And, you know, When the lights go out, it's an emergency. What are the two things you look for? You look for the flashlight, you look for the radio, and invariably the batteries are dead in both of them, or not there. Well, with the CC Radio Solar, it does not matter. This is the best emergency radio ever because it will work no matter what. And it looks good too. And you can go to ccradio.com and take a look at it. It's got an oversized solar panel. So if you put it in, say, a windowsill, solar power is going to, you solar power it for a few hours. It's going to work. But let's say, well, you didn't, or there was no sunshine, nothing. All right, so you use the batteries. Well, let's say that doesn't work either. Well, that's the beauty of this. You can take the little hand crank on the bag, crack it for about 30 seconds, it's going to play for 30 minutes. And it's going to store enough energy to bring back your dead phone battery. Now, by the way, you're not going to call for long times with that, but it will allow you to make that important contact when you need it. And it's got a light. It's about the size of a brick. It's got a clean, modern digital design. It's white. It has 5 one-touch memories. It's got digital readout. And like all the radios that Bob Crane developed, it has just terrific, terrific reception, AM and FM. Yeah, it'll just leave the others cold. And of course, great sound quality too. It's got the weather band, like all emergency radio should, and weather alerts from NOAA. And like I say, that built-in LED flashlight is just the capper on a wonderful radio that, like I say, no matter what's going on, this radio will work. It'll work with solar, it'll work with batteries, it'll work with you hand cranking it. And right now, you'll get $15 off when you buy the CC Radio Solar. Yes, that does have Bluetooth, and you can read all about it, by the way, if you go to ccradio.com. And so that's a neat little savings. So you can go ahead and order online, but if you can't go online, call them, because they've got the best customer service. They'll tell you all about it. They'll send you a catalog if they want. They'll answer all your questions, and you can order. 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, go to ccradio.com and look at the CC Radio Solar AMF Weather and Alert Wind-Up Emergency Radio with Bluetooth. It's just terrific. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
A little loving early in the morning beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little loving when the world is yawning makes you wake up feeling good things are coming your way. Just something to kind of see them through.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And she recorded under two different names, and she actually did one of my all-time favorite records, too. But this wasn't it. This is wonderful. Nonetheless, 1968 on Dot. Who is she? And I won't ask what she has in common with everything else we're going to be playing, because it's too early to determine that art, but I have made a determination. So Friday, when I wasn't on the air, I decided I would upgrade some things. Yeah, upgrade is a euphemism for failure in my life. Anyway, in the process, I knocked 2 out of 3 radio stations off the air. But apart from that, I changed out the phone system to the spiffy new ATA to better handle your calls. Well, apparently, the first 3 callers get in, and everybody else, it just rings and goes nowhere. So what I'm going to do during the next newscast at top of the hour, I'm going to lug out the old ATA and attempt to switch it over. Yeah, that could be fatal, too. That may be the last you hear of us. But I think it'll work so that we'll get all 6 lines back. But anyway, if you're calling and not getting an answer, understand that we'll never know it. So I'll let you know when someone's hanging up, and then you can try again. I apologize for this. I should have figured out a way to check all 6 lines, but I checked 3 of them, and those 3 work. Unfortunately, the others don't. So 888-876-5593. 88. Well, I don't even know why I'm giving out the phone number, because right now the first three lines are full and the rest are just ringing nowhere. Oh, man. All right. So Barry is in New Hampshire. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Rolly. Hey, Rolly.
Yes. Are you there? Barry?
I am. Yes. Hi.
You hear Hello? Me, too? I mean, God, don't tell me you don't hear me. That'd be worse.
I can hear you.
Okay. Thank God. All right. So now we're going to do charts, huh?
Yes.
So November 1973. Any particular
yes.
any particular week in November?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll make it this week then. Let's pull that chart. Here we are. All right. Top 10 November, the week of November 17th, 1973. Number one, Keep on Truckin'. Keep on Truckin'. You can do this.
Yeah, I know the song.
I guess I should find it for you and play you some of it. Is that what we're saying here? You need to hear some
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, maybe that would help. All right. All right.
I know the song.
Let's see. I'm not sure. All right. All right. Let's see. Well, if I could spell it would help. These never come up when I cannot spell the titles. All right. So funny about that. Yeah, I look at the computer and I say, you know what I mean. All right. And of course, it does absolutely nothing. But here we go. So, yeah, it was number one, too, right? Okay, well. Any ideas?
No.
Oh, man. Leonard Caston Jr. and Frank Wilson wrote it. It was on Tamla. And it was Eddie Kendricks.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And that was the number one record. All right. Number two, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Let Us Name the Pips.
Yes. Number three. Oh, shame on you if you know this, but you might. Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.
Tony DeFranco.
Good enough, the DeFranco family. Yes, indeed, it is. Number four, Photograph.
Ringo.
Yes, that's right. Number five, Space Race.
Billy Preston.
Yes. Number six, Paper Roses.
Marie Osmond.
Yes. Number seven, Top of the World.
The Carpenters.
Yes. Number eight, Angie.
It's either the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Just stop. Yes, absolutely. It is the Rolling Stones. Number nine, Just You and Me.
Chicago.
Yes. And number 10, I Got a Name.
Jim Croce.
Absolutely. You knew nine out of the top 10. And there's more callers coming in. I can see the way this is set up. All right. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. I see exactly what happened. And let's see. What I'm going to try to do, this is bad, but I'm going to try to do it. During this brief newscast that's about to come up, I am going to try to swap out the ATAs. So that means Ruth and Bob, you'll have to call me back, and anyone calling, well, call me back. This will take me probably 3 or 4 minutes if I'm successful, and we'll see. On WGN Radio.
They say the neon lights so bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
On Broadway.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rolls right off and you're nowhere.
On Broadway.
They say the girls are something else on Broadway.
On Broadway.
But looking
blue. Too long on Broadway. I'll catch a Greyhound bus for home, they say.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and the phones will now work. I may not, but the phones will now work. And a program night to Adam at Master Control. In the process, I did several things I didn't want to, including knocked out one channel on the access. I don't know how. So hopefully one is sufficient, because that's all you're getting right now. All right, I'll take a look during the next newscast. In the meantime, worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this. But we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did it. Did what? All right, so that's the question. Now, the bumper stumpers, well, you've now heard two. This last one, of course, you know on Broadway, but maybe not by this guy. 1964 on Mercury. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. All right. Bob is in Willowbrook. Hello, Bob.
Good evening, Raleigh.
All right, how's it going?
Congratulations on getting the phones up and running so quickly again. I'm doing fine.
I just wish I knew how I knocked off one channel to the GN, but I did. All right.
Okay. Well, I have six guesses. They're all true about presidents. I'm pretty sure they're all wrong.
Well, let's see. What do you know?
I'd like to know how you define a huge number.
Well, I would say in the millions.
Oh, okay. Well, that eliminates some of my guesses already.
Yeah, I would definitely say in the millions.
Millions, okay. Let's see. All right. Well, James Buchanan managed to make it through his life escaping marriage.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
I like that, though.
Millions did not win the Nobel Prize, so that wipes out Obama.
Yeah.
And millions could not have received a Rhodes Scholarship, so that wipes out Clinton.
All right.
And that's all I've got on the presidents.
Oh, man. But this is not necessarily an honor. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not, you know, an accolade like a Rhodes Scholar or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's much more commonplace.
Yeah. Okay, I see. Well, I'll get to work on more of those, but I'd like to take a crack at your very first bumper stumper.
Excellent. What do you think?
Cilla Black.
No, but that's a nice guess. I almost played something by her tonight, but I'm not. No, it's not Cilla.
Okay. Well, nice chatting with you.
Yes, likewise. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. Ruth is in Gurnee. Welcome, Ruth, to WGN Radio. Did you find a place to live yet?
Oh, I have a place to live. I want to find a place to escape from.
Okay.
And not on a pina colada either, but it will. I'm trying to get through the holidays.
Good
you
luck.
Know, and the immediate whatever,
yeah.
And I have to be secure in plans of where I would be doing what.
Oh.
I have a answer for the presidential candidate question.
Okay.
And I also have a trivia question and a turkey nomination.
Okay.
For the presidential, it is having seen and identified a UFO.
That is not it. But it's nice. I like that.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be an Annapolis graduate or a preacher.
No.
Preacher?
Nope.
Doctor of the church?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, for my trivia question.
Yes.
I had someone come in to a restaurant, United in Laramie in Cermak Road, and played one song on a jukebox and made a comment to me that I should listen to this. And so the song was The Keeper of the Stars. And I always wondered about your not being able to find a question for the trivia, Who is the keeper of the stars
that the song is sung about?
I don't know either.
Yeah, well, right now I can't even make the computer work, so on top of everything. But so I didn't listen to your question. I'm sorry. So you want to know who is the keeper of the stars?
Yeah, who's the person that is the keeper of the stars?
In the Tracy Byrd record?
I guess that's the... You know what? I had never heard it before.
Well, the Tracy Byrd record, The Keeper of the Stars, basically it's a ballad, and he's singing to and about his lover, telling her that a third party must have been responsible for bringing them together, specifically the Keeper of the Stars, because it had to be God.
Okay, so, well, we could hope that, but we don't know. It could have been Venus.
Well,
but
hey,
anyway,
it could have been anything, but that's it.
Dickie
Lee wrote it, so I assume they're referring to God, the Keeper of the Stars. The flip side is Pink Flamingos. I had a lot of hope for that until I realized they didn't mean the movie. But anyway, but no.
Okay.
All right.
So my turkey nomination?
Yes.
I had a premonition on this to never play it, listen to it, but the nomination would be Play Misty for Me.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why I have a premonition.
Well, now,
okay,
the song would be Misty then. Now, do you want the Errol Garner version, which is in the movie, or do you want the Johnny Mathis version? Which do you hate?
Wow, who would want to discard Johnny Mathis? But the version I'm looking for is the one that was in a movie with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Errol Garner. Sure,
okay,
Play Misty. What's her name? Jessica Walter
that's...
was in that. She played the villain. She did a wonderful job playing the villain.
And you who never know anything about movies.
Ah, but I know it. All about that one. All right, so yes, and, yes, indeed. All right.
Well, tell us more. Tell us more.
No, there's much more to tell, but all of that will stay where it is. All right, so good
let's
deal.
Let's nominate Greece. Okay,
good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. I think the Errol Garner was a hit as well, so we'll say goodbye to Ruth, we think. Let's see. In the process, I've now knocked out a computer, too. All right, Louise, a first-time caller, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello. Hi, Raleigh.
Thank you for calling.
I'm going to take a guess at about that question about what the president...
Yeah,
you know,
what do you think?
And I think he was the only president that was married, got married while he was in office in the White House.
Well, that's a nice answer. It's not what I'm looking for, but it's a lovely answer.
Oh,
no.
That's not it then.
Nope. But thank you for trying, and I hope you'll call me again.
Yeah, I think it was Grover Cleveland that got married while he was in the White House. He was the only one who was. So.
Wow. I'm sure there's lots of answers to these questions, but in this case, I'm just looking for one.
Okay,
and,
well, give it a try.
Absolutely. Glad you did, and call me again.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, good deal.
Bye.
All right, good to hear from Louise. 888-876-5593. All the lines are back in action. Oh, man. Yeah, not much else is. All right, Bob is in Willowbrook. So Bob is back. Are you back, Bob, or did I just not hang up on you properly? I think I didn't discard Bob properly. So let me get rid of that line. All right, so now there's one line available for you. And I go to Bob, who is in... that can't be right. He's in Illinois. Hello, Bob. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Summit.
Okay,
Illinois.
Summit. Yeah, that's not what's on the screen. Summit is good, so thank you. What you got for me?
Soon to be Willow Springs. I'll be moving at the end of the month. So.
Oh, well, good luck.
I'll be calling from Willow Springs.
All right.
But the reason I'm calling, I don't know, it's just been on my mind and during the week and listening last week, flying a kite?
No.
Ah.
Nope. But thanks for trying.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, right. There is that. Yep. I love it. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad you got your phones fixed. Have a good night.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Now, if I can get the rest of it to work during the next newscast, well, that'll be a real winner. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we defer to first-time callers, and that would be Emil, who is in Muncie. Welcome to WGN Radio, Emil.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to answer the trivia question.
I would love that.
Okay, my answer's Bill Clinton, and he was jogging to McDonald's.
I like it, but not right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so yeah, maybe he did, but I don't think the Secret Service would want to jog behind him, but, well, maybe they could have ridden. All right, so let's see. We got Jerry in Montana. Welcome. No, we don't. John's talking to him. I'll talk to Brian in Joliet. Hello, Brian. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
I won't go that far.
Well, was that bumper before the last one, was that Dionne Warwick?
No. I thought about, I thought about playing something of hers tonight and decided against it. So, no.
I thought the inflection was there. But,
yeah.
In any event, could I name a turkey first?
Oh, I hope so.
How about Paul McCartney and Wings, Band on the Run?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fine. Absolutely. A worthy choice.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I wanted to try some chart toppers for this week in 1965.
All righty then. Let's see what was happening this week, 1965. And here we are. All right. I have it right in my hot little hands. The Billboard Hot 100 for the week ending. That would be November 20th. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, I Hear a Symphony.
Supremes.
Number two, 1, 2, 3.
Len Barry.
Number three, Get Off My Cloud.
Rolling Stones.
Number four, Rescue Me.
Montello Bass.
Let's Hang On is number five.
Four Seasons.
Yes. Number six, Turn, Turn, Turn.
Birds.
Number seven, A Lover's Concerto.
The Toys.
Yes. Number eight, Ain't That Peculiar. Peculiar as can be.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number eight, A Taste of Honey, instrumental.
Herb Albert.
Yes.
And Tijuana Brass.
Absolutely. Number 10, You're the One. Pittsburgh record. It was on Cohen C. So a Pittsburgh group. I think I played them last week when we were doing Coca-Cola commercials. Well, I'll give you the melody. I'll be happy to do that. Let's see here. Let's hope it comes up. Yeah, I spelt that right. Okay. Oh, that's the wrong group, but that's all right. I'm sure it's here somewhere. All right. Come on. Okay. Oh, God. This is another one of those where how many versions are there of this? No, we don't want Country from 91 or Country from any time. Let's see what this is.
You're the One.
Yeah,
huh?
You're the One. Like I say, there's another song with that title by the Twilights that I like a lot, but that would not be right, and that would not be a hit. But I will be able to find this. No, not 1954. That'll never work.
This is a cover, then.
No, it's not a cover, actually. It is
okay,
not.
Okay, well then.
It is a real song, and you know it. You absolutely know it. Of course, it's a top 10 record, so you would know it. So, what do you mean? One says single explicit. No, there was nothing explicit about this record, but I mean nothing. But it's on here somewhere. I will find it. Okay, I found it. Hard to believe, but true. So here we go. And like I say, number 10 nationally this week. Well, come on.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now.
Yes, the Vogues. I knew you'd get it. That's absolutely right. The Vogues. Yep, Pittsburgh Zone. You are a winner.
And do I get to go on?
Yeah, you want to?
Yes.
Okay, number 11. Everybody Loves a Clown.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Number 12. You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. It was on Fontana.
The Beatles.
No, we're talking about November of 65. It was on Fontana.
You've Got to Hide Your Love Away?
Yes. Yes, I wouldn't make this up.
Hey, you got to hide your love away.
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely.
It's the Beatles.
Well, no, yeah, I know, but that wasn't... In November of 65,
okay.
There is another version of this.
There was another version of that, huh?
I'm sorry to say there was.
Pardon?
I say, I'm sorry to say there was. I'm trying to spell spell the group so that I'll get it.
Can I hear a little bit?
Yeah, I'm afraid you can. I'm sorry to say that, but yes, unfortunately, I do possess the record. All right, so in its infinite wisdom, let's see if we can get rid of the Vogues there and try this group.
Take a guess. It sounds like a British invasion group to me.
It is.
I'll try the Hollies.
It's a group called Silky.
Was it British invasion?
Yes, absolutely it was. But Silky, if you can name another record by Silky, you're doing much better than the rest of us.
Well, they should have been ashamed of themselves for trying to cover the Beatles. You've got the I Should Love Away with that.
Well, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I'm not even sure that it's a group. It might have been a person, which is even more frightening. So I'll try to find out more about Silky and let you know after the news. Thanks.
Yes, but, that would be it. Yeah. I've never heard it. I never do that.
All right, hang
Thank
on.
Thank you so much,
Don't
Raleigh.
Go away. You're a winner. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
In the eyes of the world, he's a loser without any love. He can't make a buck. Through the eyes of the world, being born was his first big mistake.
One of my favorites. Who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, it was on Cadet, so there's a Chicago tie-in, but who is she? Found out all about the Silky. We'll talk about that after the news. We'll take all of your calls and your guesses, and we'll reconvene in moments here on WGN Radio.
Every time I face the world, I just had to cry. I stood alone with no love of my own, but then you have been by. Oh, darling, bless you, bless every breath that you take. Yeah, bless every move that you make so perfectly, and bless your little heart for loving me. Till you smiled and took my hand, I felt kind of small. But you stood by me for the whole world to see, and then I was 10 feet tall. Oh, darling, bless you, bless every breath that you take. Bless every move that you make so perfectly, and bless your little.
WGN. Whoa, didn't expect that either. I'm Raleigh James, and and it is Monday Night Trivia. If it can go wrong, it will, and that's fine. We'll have a good time in spite of it all. And what was that? All right, well, that's for another time. The bottom line is we have a straggler, and if you don't identify it by the end of the night, then I'll reveal it. And that is, worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this. I mean huge. But we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did it, did what? And it'll be revealed in the next hour if you don't get it. But 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Yeah, that last bumper is an absolute gift. And what it has in common with the other ones, I leave that to you. Of course, now you got to get in. And if the ATA is working, but there are only six lines that we use, and they're all busy right now. So if you're getting ringing, something went wrong, but you're probably getting a busy signal. And if that's the case, call back when you hear somebody hang up, because then there will be a line available for you. All right. So Kevin is a first-time caller in Cincinnati. Welcome to WGN Radio. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Fine. It's nice to talk to you. I'm a first-time caller, and when the signal's not too scratchy here in Cincinnati, I get to listen.
Wow. Well, yeah, right near WLW. I'm thrilled to have you listening.
Yes, that's exactly right. Right next to the Bill Cunningham.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we play trivia, and he solves the problems of the world. So,
well, can I give you a guess?
Yes, I hope so.
I think it's Abraham Lincoln.
That's nice, but it's not right.
Oh, he is the only president to be issued a patent.
That's true. He is. We've used that question in the past, actually. And as I say, on my answers, there's probably several presidents who did something that no other presidents did. But in this case, that's not what I'm looking for.
Wow, I'm going to have to.
Yeah, keep listening. Yeah, keep listening. And you know, I usually go for the bizarre, so keep that in mind. But in any event, I am so glad you called, and I hope you will do it again.
Oh, I will. I enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. So nice to meet Kevin. All right, one of my all-time favorite cities. I'm already hungry for Skyline Chili. Just talking to him. David, a first-time caller in DeKalb. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. My guess on your trivia question is Obama ran a marathon.
I like it. It's not right, but that's a nice guess.
Okay, swing and a miss.
Yes, but thank you for trying.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593. And again, remember, the prizes are virtually worthless. You're doing it for the fun of it. But eventually, if you win, you get something. You get a certificate, and they're really kind of neat, but you get one for each win, so then they turn into insulation. You also get something for each win that you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or, something, a tabloid. Yeah. All right. So, in fact, I was cleaning something out earlier, and John said, throw out these CDs. I said, hell no, they're prizes. So, otherwise, I would have. All right. Naoto in Japan, welcome back to WGN Radio. Naoto. Are you there, Naoto? Oh, no. And I have a question just for him already. Okay, Naoto, call us back. I don't know what happened. I'm probably at fault. So, almost always at fault. Dolly is in Illinois. Dolly, listening to Raleigh on WGN Radio. What you got for me, Dolly?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, Dolly.
Okay, I see. President Bush, number one, skydiving.
I like it, but not right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for trying. Now, remember, a huge amount of people have done this. So let's face it, a huge amount of people don't skydive. A huge amount of people don't get patents. So this is something that millions of people have done. But we only know for sure that only one president has done it. Now, I betcha there's more than one, but we only have one on the record for it. All right, Jerry in Montana, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Terrible.
That was my answer, though, that as some, you know, I was old man Bush, former president, the first president.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, keep this in mind. We're saying that a huge amount of people have done this.
Yeah, I have no idea. Do you want to do charts, though?
Oh, sure. What do you want?
Okay. Oh, and I was going to ask you, I just got in on the end of the conversation. Were y'all talking about Shane last week?
Last week, yeah, we did talk about Shane some.
Oh, okay. Do you know Shane?
No, and he's no longer with us, I'm sorry to say. He died outside of Richmond. But obviously...
Yeah, I heard...
Yeah, I knew of him.
I heard that.
I knew of him, obviously, but I didn't know him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I worked with him in 65, 66. So
where?
I heard about a year ago that he had...
Yeah. So. Where did you work with him?
Great Falls.
Oh, okay. All right. In 65, huh? What station?
KUDI.
Oh, okay. All right. So, 14...
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, and I think he actually started at KFBB radio.
Really?
And I think he did. He used to work at the Super Safe Car Wash at one time before he did all this.
Wow.
But and then he ran a teenage nightclub in his radio days.
Right. Right. Yeah. Everybody did, because that's how you made the money on the side.
Yeah, I think it was the Shane Agogo.
Okay, makes sense. So you were at the 1450.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, charts. Someone did 69, right?
Yeah. So what year do you want? Well, you can pick another week in 69 if you like the year a lot.
Nah, we can do 70, I guess.
70. All right. Let's get out 70. All right. I got 70. And when do you want? November or what?
Yeah, November's good. Yeah.
All right. Were you on the air then?
Out here in Montana, we just go along to get along.
Well, yes, I do understand that. But were you on the air in 70?
Okay,
then this is enough to make you quit radio forever. I'll give you the entire, you'll see what I mean. We'll do the entire top 10. Number one, I Think I Love You.
Oh, the Partridge Family.
Number two, We've Only Just Begun.
Carpenters.
Number three, I'll Be There. Oh, you know it. Believe me, you know it. I'll have to get it here. You know it.
And it's been redone a million times.
Well, yeah, but and never good. I mean, you know, just making a bad thing worse. So let's see if we can't find it here. And of course, we're not talking about the Jerry and the Pacemakers record. We all understand that. We are talking about 1970, so wish we were talking about the Jerry and the Pacemakers record. It'd be better. Now let's see how I... There's another one where I've got so many copies of this. So you absolutely know, though. I don't know what to tell you other than that. Let's see. Oh, sorry about that. Don't hit the microphone with the charts, Rolly. All right, I'll try not to. Exactly, because it's a nice Neumann too. It's not small stuff. All right, so now let's.
Yeah,
see.
I laugh because we hired a part-time guy one time. The first night on the air, he was talking and he just he saw. Excuse me, I bumped my head on the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right, here you go. You'll absolutely know who this is. You won't want to, but you will. Need any more, do you?
I don't know. Is it Michael Jackson?
Yes, the Jackson 5. Good enough. All right. So
that was 1970.
Yes, 1970. The week ending November 21st, 1970. Number three on the Hot 100. I'll Be There on Motown.
Yeah, I ignored them from the beginning, you know.
Well, yeah, it was number three 2 weeks in a row. That's where it peaked, I think. And oh, wait. No. Wait a minute. It was number one the week before, November 14th. The number one record in America. See, I'm telling you, this is the time you get out of radio. It was number one the week before that. And the week before that.
Yeah,
I was
saying when you said the song, I was thinking, yeah, the Jacksons did it.
Yeah, one, two,
I didn't think it was
three.
That.
Yeah, it was that
long
more.
Ago.
It was number one for 5 weeks. Oh, that's painful.
Oh, boy.
All right. Number four, Tears of a Clown.
Smokey
yes.
Robinson.
Yes, absolutely. And the Miracles. Number five, Fire and Rain.
James Taylor.
Number six, Indiana Wants Me.
Ardeen Tyler.
Taylor, good enough. All right. Number seven, Green Eyed Lady.
Was it Sugarloaf?
Yes, of course it was. Jerry Corbetta and Sugarloaf. Number eight, Somebody's...
Yeah, I knew Joe Brandis, too, at one time.
Okay. Number eight, Somebody's Been Sleeping. It was on Rare Earth,
oh, man.
In My Bed. You know this record. I don't know. In Great Falls, maybe I didn't, but it was a hit. Let's see. I believe that this
Yeah, one... I was in North Dakota in 70, so.
Okay, so Fargo?
No, we taught Bismarck, K-Fire.
Okay, well, K-Fire played this. So that I know, yes. Or I'll play it for you. I don't know that it did well, but they did play it. Opener. You don't remember it?
No, I can't really recall it, you know.
Wow. Well, it was 100 proof aged in soul. All right. Number 999, Gypsy Woman.
Brian Hyland.
Yes, it was the Brian Hyland version. You're absolutely right. And coming in at number 10, Montego Bay.
Bobby Bloom.
All right. Well, you got a 70%. That's good enough. You won.
Yeah.
All right. Always good to hear from you. Thanks.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Right. Yeah, good listening to you. You're a pro. And
most nights would prove otherwise, but I certainly appreciate the call.
You're doing it. No, I listen every night.
Well, I'm delighted to have you. Yeah. Yeah. My problem is that I get on the phone talking to you guys, and I forget I'm on the radio. Some people say that's a talent. I wouldn't go that far. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So,
good.
Yeah. Speaking of forgetting, Naoto called back, and we also have Donna and Linda and Lisa and Cece. And right now there's no line available for you. But as soon as John is done talking to Jerry, there will be one line available. And I'll talk to you about that in moments here on WGN Radio.
Uh-oh. I think I hear somebody coming. Oh, it looks like that man again. Shucks. Oh, I can't take it. Get too weak, so weak.
Here you come again. Just when I've begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart around your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, of course, B.J. Thomas had the first recording of it, and Dolly Parton had the big hit. But who is this? 1981 on Philadelphia International. 888-876-5593. All the lines are lit, but as soon as we have a free one, I will let you know. We do have a straggler, of course, and I'll reveal it at the end of next hour if you don't get it before that. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this. Now, keep that preface in mind. Huge amount of people have done this. But we know for sure that only one U.S. president has done it. Done what? All right. And, of course, there's probably several good answers for that. But the only one that counts, of course, is mine. And, like I say, you're doing it for the fun of it. So don't sweat it. All right. Naoto is calling back from Japan. Are you there?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry for... I accidentally hung up.
Oh. Last time. Okay. Well...
Yeah, sorry for that.
Good that you got back in. All right, so we're going to talk about Myers-Briggs. And as you know, there are 8 possible classifications, IESNTFJP. Everybody falls into one of those. Well, you know what I mean. All right, so now 16 different possibilities. But 2/3 of elementary school students all exhibit this one trait, one of the 8, so you don't have to give me all 4 for anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they learn through experience, they like repetition, and they like consistent routine. So what do 2/3 of all grade school students fall under of those 8 types?
Should I choose, like, second and the last letter? Like,
It's just one of the eight. It's just one of the eight letters. Don't worry. Don't worry. Which one of the eight? Just one of the eight.
That would be S.
Yes, absolutely right. It is S. Yep. Now, what's interesting on that is in later education, it's absolutely the opposite. As they get older, the majority were N's. So you are a winner. You know your sensing.
Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, and that study, by the way, was done with educators who were concerned about the Myers-Briggs classifications because teaching to the S's, obviously you'll get two-thirds of the class, but, yeah, one-third is sitting there as an N, an intuition. So there you have it in Myers-Briggs. And if you're saying, what the hell is that? Well, look it up. And Naoto loves his Myers-Briggs personality types that was developed in World War II, and they're still used today, particularly in jobs and, you know, interviews and stuff like that. They'll try and find out with a short quiz what you are. And you're either an I, an E, an S or an N, a T or an F, or a J or a P. You're getting four of these. So let's say you're an introverted, intuition, feeling, perceiving type, you would be an INFP. All right, enough of that. 888-876-5593. Don is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, how are you? How are you?
Don't even ask. Yeah,
I just started listening. I had two hockey games tonight. I figured I'd flip it on, and I could you slowly go through that presidential question, yes. Straggler?
Yeah, it's the same as last week. Worldwide, okay. A huge amount of people have done this, but we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did it. Did what?
Land on an aircraft carrier?
No. Wait a minute. You think a huge amount of people have landed on an aircraft carrier? Maybe sure. In your circle of friends, I guess, but in most zip codes, that would be none.
Radio station owner.
There aren't that many of those either.
Well, worldwide, there probably
there aren't. Trust me, there aren't. It's commonplace. The average Joe, you know, now not everybody has, but an awful lot of people have.
Pro football owner.
No.
Built an ice rink.
No. Yeah, a lot of people have done that. All right.
those are 45 and 47. Of course, both Bushes landed on aircraft carriers, but only one was president when he did it. Well, I know I've got tons of books on U.S. presidents and weird books on trivia presidents, you know, and I know that's going to help me zero in these questions.
All right. Well, remember, you're not supposed
billionaire?
To.
Billionaire? Are they?
Remember, you're
only
not supposed
one's been
to.
A billionaire?
Wait a minute. No, it's not that. You're not supposed to cheat. Remember that.
Well, these are all pretty. No, it does. Yeah, pretty easy questions.
Yeah. No, you don't get to cheat. Here's the deal. The prizes are worthless. There's nothing riding on it. So we just want what's off the top of your head. If you look things up, well, if I find out you're doing that, you're usually going to be out of here forever.
Well, those are all pretty easy off the top.
Yeah.
Of
right.
Head.
Exactly. And they're all wrong. But keep going.
There's only one that built an ice rink. And
but if you tell
I'm
me that, you,
that was it. All
you,
right.
You think a huge amount of people have built an ice rink?
Sure.
Sure.
Give me Guadalcanal. I've given up. World War II.
It says you want World War II planes, so that's what you get. Right? That's what John has on the screen. World War II plane, so that's what you get.
I thought we were still doing Guadalcanal.
Well, it doesn't say that. If you told John that, he would have written that.
I did.
Well, that's not
okay.
What he
He's a busy guy.
Yes, he is, especially tonight. We had an entire meltdown at the part of the show you missed. All right, so now here is the deal. It's an easy question. You'll get it right. It's a gift, all right? So it is.
You always say that it's hard.
No, it isn't, though. It isn't. All right. It was considered the best carrier-based fighter aircraft of the entire war. Excellent maneuverability and considerably long range. What is it?
That could be a number of things, but I think for sure most people would say the Grumman F6F Hellcat.
No. I'll give you another chance at it.
Oh, my goodness. The best carrier fighter of the war?
Yeah, and for the first few years after the U.S. entered the war, this outperformed all American counterparts.
The U.S. didn't. It was a good. It was a better plane, but the U.S. didn't really like it in the Navy. But I could say the Corsair.
No.
The Vought. No.
No. It was very well respected, and it was actually feared by American pilots.
Are we talking about an American plane?
I didn't say that.
Oh. Hmm. All right. I'll say the Japanese Zero.
Yep. We have a Mitsubishi A6M Zero.
Oh, okay. Well, certainly early in the war, that would be the case. Okay, that's sort of an early in the war question. Yeah, the greatest one in early in the war. Sure.
All right, there you go. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so that was it. Yes, the Mitsubishi, the A6M Zero. And that had an incredible kill ratio, 12-1. All right, so Don knew that. So what do we have here? Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, I'm exhausted for you, and I'm just listening.
Thank you. Oh yeah, yeah. It's all
falling
apart.
Holy cow!
Yeah,
and it's not all about the problems either. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, dear. Anyway, no. Did you actually watch the movie Pink Flamingos?
Yeah, I've seen Pink Flamingos.
You have?
Well, because of John Waters. You know, I mean, he was.
Yeah, of course.
He was a big fan of the Buddy Dean show, so, you know, and of course Hairspray later from that and all that. But,
right, I'm a big fan of his.
A kindred Buddy Dean person, you know, like, I mean, if anybody on the committee did anything, like Buzzy Bennett went on and was a program director, you know, if you're on the committee, I wanted to know what you were doing. So,
it's a great movie, but it just surprised me.
Yeah.
You know, you go from that to the one horror movie you saw.
Right. Right, exactly.
You know, it's like from one end of the spectrum to the other.
You know, but it's all about somebody will, you know, tell me in terms of, hey, do you know John Waters did a movie? Lots of them, actually. Here's one I want you to watch. Ooh, John Waters
That's
did
right.
that? All right, I'll watch that. You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
he did such a good job on Hairspray. That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, he is supremely demented, and yes. Hairspray was great. It was right out of Dundalk, and, I mean, it really was. I mean, Corny Collins was absolutely Buddy Dean. And sadly, John Waters was afraid Buddy Dean would sue him, and so he didn't give him any credit. But Buddy did play the newsman in one of the crowd scenes.
Ah. Yeah, I mean, that's the first time I saw that dance they do. What is it?
The Madison?
The Madison,
Well, you know, the Madison actually started in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was at the you know, black clubs, like, you know, the black service clubs and all that. They did the Madison, and then there were a couple versions of that. But that's a wonderful line dance. And on the version they played in the movie, that's Eddie Jefferson doing the calls. Form a big, strong line.
Yeah. And she does such a good job, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Lake, God.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it just surprised me when you said something about the movie.
about John Waters. Yes. Well, you know, like
just
I said,
like she couldn't have seen Pink Flamingos.
Oh yeah, because
it's such a
horrible
movie.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A strange movie.
No, it's in. You know, I mean, I hate to admit it, but yes, I've seen snuff movies too. But let's not go over them. All right.
Let's not.
Yeah, really.
I have a turkey quick.
Okay. Yeah. What do you got?
Disco Duck.
Oh, Rick Dees.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yes, I know. Big hit for him.
Oh, I know. It's huge.
Yeah.
Heard it all the time.
And the guy who did the quacking got nothing for it.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, sad but true. Yeah. All right.
All right, now I'll take my movie quote.
1945.
Okay.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I know. Don't know if I'll be able to name the movie, though. I know it's Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart. One of their movies. It's not to have and have not.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Oh, good.
Yes, it is. That's right. Based on Ernest Hemingway's 1937 novel of the same name.
That's when they, I think, when they fell in love.
Well, there you are. All
you
right.
know, he was like 40-something and she was 19.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect for the moment. Yeah,
speed it up
30 years and it's not a pretty picture.
But no, it's not. No.
Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, tomorrow night we're an hour late. All right, let me warn you about that. But we'll be on at 11 o'clock Central, and looking forward to talking to you then. And I think that's the only interruption this week. We are still voting on the world's worst hit records, and we'll do that through next Wednesday. Then next Thursday, a week from Thursday, is Thanksgiving, and that's when I will be on the air while you're eating your turkey. I'll be playing your turkeys. We'll play back the top 10 as voted on by you this year. Carol is doing the totaling, so you can know that it's an honest total. And, you know, not that I want to cheat, but I tend to lose the answer. You know, it's on a napkin. It's on this or whatever. But anyway, she compiles them all. And if you have the misfortune of sending me one by email, I will forward them to her if I see it. But the best way to do it is to call. And you've got between now and next Wednesday night to do that. So 888-876-5593. Carrie is a first-time caller in West Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio. Carrie.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi. Oh, you're very welcome.
So what do you think?
I think it's skydiving.
That's so good, but it's not right.
Oh, darn.
And let's face it, a huge amount of people have not skydived. How many
That's
people
true,
do you...
Per- I don't
yeah.
think I would either.
No, me neither. Those are perfectly good airplane. I'll stay inside. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
do it again.
Much.
Appreciate it. All right, so yeah, so remember the preamble there. A huge amount of people have done this, and it is, you know, not a standout, you know, in terms of an award or anything like that. It just is a thing that one of the presidents did, that millions of others have done, and millions of other people. If any other presidents have done it, and that may be the case, we don't know it. That's right. It's possible. Hell, it's likely. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. JT is in Aurora. What's up tonight, JT?
Hi, Raleigh. I think I got your trivia thing there.
All right.
Mr. Nixon resigned his office.
No, come on. Again, it starts out saying a huge amount of people have done this.
They resigned their jobs.
Well, I guess they have, but no. And probably as many people who's resigned their jobs. And now that you think about it, that's a good way to say it. But no, that's not it. But that... kudos for a good amount of logic. I should have caught that. You're right. A lot of people have quit work. Perfect answer. Not right.
Oops, sorry.
But if you think of something else, call me back. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right. Yeah. No, that's absolutely in the spirit of it. I should have caught that. You know, I mean, very few people have resigned being president, but a lot of people have resigned from their job. Yeah, the old take this job and shove it. All right. Yeah, in one way or another. Linda in Richland Park, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me, Riley. I think I know the answer to one thing that this president done it, no one else ever done.
Yeah.
It might be weird, but the only thing I could think of is when President Washington wore wooden teeth.
Yeah, that's somewhat of a myth. They were false, but they weren't wooden. But anyway, no, that's not it. But I like the answer. It's just not it.
Okay, then I have a song to add to the bed.
Oh,
the bed list.
Good. I can't wait
I don't
to hear
know
it.
Who made it.
Oh,
I don't know who made it, but I know the lyrics to this. They're coming to take me away.
Oh, yes.
Take me away.
Ho, ho, hee, hee, ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. Ho, ho. Napoleon the 14th.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to... add that to the list, and I'm gonna get off the phone. And
all right.
Let someone else do their thing.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All righty. Bye bye.
Yeah. And of course, the flip side of they're coming to take me away. They just pressed it through, so it's backwards. Yeah, right. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Donna is in Schaumburg. Donna, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. I hope you're doing well.
I'll assess that later in the week. But so what you got for me?
Okay. I do have some that I'd like to nominate.
Yes.
For the worst song. And I also have a guess for the president question.
Good. I'm ready.
Okay. The president, Roosevelt, that was a rough rider. He was known for his hunting skills. He might have hunted a turkey for the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I love that. That's not right, but that's a lovely answer.
Okay. Now for my
turkeys.
Turkeys.
Yeah.
Yes, you're having my baby.
Yes, good choice.
You light up my life.
Oh, wonderful choice.
And I always thought it was, I've got a brand new bicycle. She's
brand new key. It's brand new key, Melanie. Brand new key, Melanie Safka. Okay.
Okay, you have a great evening.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, so yeah, Melanie's no longer with us, and I know as far as I shouldn't say that her husband died, I know, but Peter, maybe she is still with us, but I'll have to look that up. But anyway, good heart. She was a libertarian, actually, performed at the Libertarian Convention, even. So, but it was kind of weird because she became a rather ample woman, so to speak, and to see this very ample woman on stage doing, I've got a brand, oh my. All right, well, all right, let's see. What do we have? I believe we'll be doing Sound of Music with Laura in Willowbrook. Cece in Chicago's got some guesses, though. She's been waiting a while. So, Cece, are you still with us? Have we lost Cece? Oh, Cece probably went to sleep. Well, Cece, I'll release the line. If you're still there, please call me back. Otherwise, there is one line available for you right now. Judy is in Grays Lake. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Okay, Riley, you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I can save this on air. Well, yeah, I mean, it's more the thought than the, well, whatever. It's the guess on the presidential thing?
Yes.
President to receive a blowjob while in the...
I think Adam did have to cut that off. But now, had you phrased it as oral sex, it probably could have gone on. But in any event, you know, that would qualify for the answer. But I'm so pleased to say that, no, that's not it.
Okay, I have right. Another song that...
World's Worst?
Please, don't play it.
Okay.
Okay, it's... from Annie, and it's the sun will come up tomorrow.
Oh, God, yeah. All right.
Yes.
You got it.
Please put that down. I think that first guess would probably be one that a few presidents at least had.
Well, not that they admit. You know, it very, very well might be a whole lot of them, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I never had sex with that girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, what's the definition of it? You know, yeah, so, all right.
Yeah, really?
Good deal. Well, thanks.
Alrighty.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, no, it's nothing obscene. We're not asking any obscene questions. All right, but... God, all right, God love her. All right, Laura's a first-time caller. She's in Joliet. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I think maybe visit the rainforest.
Nice, but not right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Call me again.
Bye-bye.
All right, so rainforest. All right, I don't know how many people have done that, but let's see. 888-876-5593. We will, oh, how about this? How about this? We're going to have a California guest on a bumper stumper. I bet you'll be right, too. Steven, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think? Steven.
Oh, hi, Raleigh.
Hi.
I don't know that she recorded for Philadelphia International, but it sounded like Esther Phillips to me.
Oh, what a nice guess. It's not right, but I love Esther Phillips.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Three,
I'm impressed with your guess.
Okay. I do have three turkeys.
Oh, good. What do you got?
These are all from my youth. Something Stupid by Frank and Nancy Sinatra.
Right. Good enough. What else?
Dominique by the Singing Nun.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, and I'm forgetting the other one.
Yeah, good old Dominique. She killed herself long after she killed all of us listening. All right. And
I know. I read about that.
Yeah, right. Number three.
I forgot.
Well, you can call me back.
Oh, no. Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
Oh, a wonderful choice. All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Good deal. Good, all right. So, yes, all worthwhile choices. As long as they're hits, we take them. So that's all they got to be is hits. So, Carol defines hits, charting nationally and, you know, at a reasonable number. It doesn't have to be even number 40, but it's got to be reasonable. It can't be number 90 for 1 week. All right. Although some of those are actually good records. But I digress. Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. The woman that guessed about the incident in the Oval Office,
yes.
That girl,
yes.
Monica.
Yeah.
Well, she took my answer. I was going to say cheated on their wives.
Oh, all right. Well, that wouldn't be it.
Well, there was lots of people that did that. There are lots of cheating on their wives were women that were cheating on their husbands.
Yeah, but I mean, lots of them have done it, and you know that more than one president, because after all, JFK was notorious.
Right, swimming pools and stuff like that.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Are you going to give me a hominin if you got it?
After I go to commercial break, I will. But other than hominins, what you got for me?
Well, I wanted to do a turkey
okay.
song.
Okay, what you got?
Dunkershane.
Yes.
And then somebody had mentioned Johnny Mathis earlier, and I used to always like this song. It's a song request. It would be Chances Are.
Okay.
I like that song.
All right.
And then that's all, them two things.
All right. Yes. Dunkershane, after a while, they had to on the disc jockey copies, write Mr. Wayne Newton, because there were several disc jockeys who introduced that record as Miss Wayne Newton. So that's really all you need to know about Dunkershane. But hang on, and we'll get you hominins. Don't go away. Hominins are us here on WGN Radio. Hint, it is not the animals.
In the dirty old hall of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. But little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and this is Monday Night Trivia. We are working on a variety of things and have another hour to go after that, but that was not the Animals. I say that in advance. It was a fairly well-known group. Yeah, one big hit record for sure, but that wasn't it. Now, we have a question, which we'll reveal at the end of the next hour. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this, but we know for sure only one U.S. president who did it. All right, now many others might have, but we only have confirmation on one. Yeah, worldwide, lots of people. What is it? 888-876-5593. Now, back to Johnny D. and his hominins. All right, so here we are. Probably asked you this before, but I'm not sure. It's hard to say. I didn't mark them. Which of the following correctly characterizes the evolutionary trend in hominin dentition? All right.
Yeah.
A, larger molars and smaller anterior teeth. B, smaller molars and larger anterior teeth. C, increasing sexual dimorphism in the size of the canine. D, a less parabolic dental arcade. And E, retention of diastemata. You get to think about it through the entire newscast, because I'm not going to blow this one. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Yeah, well, it's time. We'll be back with another hour of this on WGN Radio.
I can see you're slipping away from me.
I'll plead with you to stay. But I'm gonna be strong and let you go your way. Your love is gone, there's no sense in holding on, 'cause you're big now. Would be too much to bear.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. You know, that's the original recording of that song. So who is it? And that is a very well-known artist. And there's a theme here. What do you think it is? Yeah, last hour, thank God for Adam, he noticed that I completely blew the bottom of the hour news break. So you're missing a bumper because I literally didn't know that I missed it and everything surrounding by it. So, of course, he went to commercials and news and all that, and you had to hear what you should. But that means you're going to miss one of the bumpers. But it'll only be 10. But I think out of 10, you should be able to come up with a theme anyway. Now, our question, in case you're just joining us, all lines are full. Wait till somebody hangs up, then dial in 888-876-5593. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this, but we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did this. Did what? Now, again, focus on a huge amount of people have done this worldwide, so it isn't anything obtuse, and it's pretty commonplace. Probably more than one president did it, but we only know of one for sure. 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And remember, my questions are generally off the wall and usually inconsequential. Back to Johnny D. in Ohio and his hominins. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So you've had time to think about it. Do you need to hear it again?
Yeah, I need to hear the whole gist of the question, but not the answers, because I think I know the answer. But go ahead.
Which of the following correctly characterizes the evolutionary trend in hominin dentition?
Okay. Was there one that said canine reduction or something, sexual dimorphism or something like
there that? There is. Increasing sexual dimorphism in the size of the canine.
I think that's it.
It is not. The correct answer is larger molars and smaller anterior incisors in canines' teeth.
Well, that's what I just said.
No, not increasing sexual dimorphism. This is larger molars and smaller anterior
canines.
Teeth. No, but there's no sexual dimorphism. It was the same for males and females of the species.
All right, okay. It was what again was the right answer?
Larger molars and smaller anterior, which would be incisors and canines, teeth.
Okay. All right, you got me.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so there you have it. Yes, same for the males and females of the species. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going. Had a late night tonight with the choir rehearsal, so I'm
good.
I'm a little later tonight.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, so anyway, I have a guess on the question.
Okay.
Smoking weed.
No, that's not it. But, you know, that's a really good answer. It's just not right, but I really like it.
Well, the reason we were talking about it and the reason we thought about it was because, you know, the whole thing about something that a whole lot of people do.
Right.
But I only know of one president that fesses up, although he says he didn't inhale.
Right.
I don't believe, but anyway.
Right, he didn't inhale.
Yeah, which is the whole point of doing it.
Well, I was
going to
say, yeah, why would you admit something like that? You
know,
it isn't to your credit.
No.
but no, it's not that.
And then I know, I think you played Tony Orlando earlier.
I did. Bless you. Bless every beat of your heart. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And which also brings me in mind of a couple of turkeys.
Oh, very good.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Yes. Absolutely.
Candida.
Yes, yes. And I'll still say, who wants to write a song about a fungal infection?
I know.
Just doesn't make sense, does it?
Oh, shoot. There was another one that somebody mentioned tonight. Oh, well. You don't remember it.
Well, there were so many. Of course, the ones you know, like Having My Baby and Brand New Key, but let's see. Of course, Something Stupid and...
Something Stupid.
Okay.
That's another one.
All right. And yeah, Dominique, Yellow Submarine, Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Okay. All right.
Those were the ones I thought of tonight, or that I wanted to second tonight. So.
Good. All right.
Okay.
All fine choices. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Okay, good. All right. Oh, wait a minute. I got to confirm that address because you knew you're Tony Orlando and were willing to admit it. Don't go away.
That's right.
All right.
Even I was almost forgetting.
That's right. Yeah. Back before he went bad. All right. So don't go away. All right. So, his Bless You and Halfway to Paradise, those epic records were nice little records. And then it all went to hell and back in a handbasket. All right. So John will talk to Fran and I'll talk to Laura in Willowbrook, who wants her Sound of Music trivia. So hello, Laura.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
What a wild evening we've got on the show tonight.
I guess. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Right.
I guess we're drinking strawberry Kool-Aid tonight.
Yeah, no, absolutely not drinking anything, but I'll tell you, I'm going back to the other studio tomorrow, and I just can't wait to get there.
I can imagine. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. So you want a Sound of Music.
Yes, I hope I'm ready for this one today. Right.
You're filling in the blank. I'm Brigitta, she's Louisa, she's 13 years old, and you're smart. I'm blank, and I think your dress is the ugliest one I ever saw.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a boy.
So
one of the Von Trapps said it, and it was Kurt.
No, we don't care who said it. You just have to fill in the blank. I'm Brigitta. She's Louisa. She's 13 years old, and you're smart. I'm blank, and I think your dress is the ugliest one I ever saw.
Okay. Oh, shoot, and
We've already identified it. It's Brigitta.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And she's saying that Louisa's 13 and that you're smart to the person she's talking to. She says, I'm blank, and I think your dress is the ugliest one I ever saw.
Oh, shoot. I'm so focused on the names that I didn't...
Yeah, don't worry about the names. It's kind of an inconsequential thing. It fits within the sentence.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you do it one more time?
I'm Brigitta. She's Louisa. She's 13 years old, and you're smart. I'm blank, and I think your dress is the ugliest one I ever saw.
Shoot, I can't think of anything but their name. Darn it.
Yeah, ready to kick yourself?
Yes, I'm going to have to kick myself. I'm ready. What is it?
I'm Brigitta. She's Louisa. She's 13 years old, and you're smart. I'm 10, and I think your dress is the ugliest one I ever saw.
Oh, God, I'm 10. Oh, God. Yes, and I know that. Oh, darn it. You're giving me ones I should know, and I didn't.
Well, there's always next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. You too. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we got another first-time caller. It's John, and he is in Janesville, Wisconsin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I just got my jet lag.
Okay.
I drive cross-country truck.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you for doing that. Commercial, I take it? Big rig?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Are you an independent owner-operator?
No, I would never do that.
And I can understand
why. Fuel prices are too unreliable.
I know. Isn't that the damn truth these days? Yeah, yeah. I was a member of OIDA for years. In any event, thank you for what you're doing. Nothing would be on the shelves without you, so I am indebted.
Yeah, I get cheese on today.
Ooh, okay. But, yeah.
Walmart.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Ooh, I shouldn't see that.
That's fine. That's fine. No, that's absolutely absolutely decent. And as I say, I appreciate it. The truckers, as far as I'm concerned, are the unsung heroes of our entire economy.
Have you ever heard of us as being the angels of the highway?
Well, you are.
Because we used to help people.
Well, I was going to say, you know, this is back in the day, not when it was, but back when I was young and I was driving my little Corvette and all this stuff, and I would forget that cars ran on gasoline. And I cannot tell you how many times I would run out of gas on interstates. And every last time a trucker saved me. And
you go.
I appreciate, and you know, I was absolutely fearless. No matter who it was, they, come on, we'll get you to the exit, and we'll fill up a can, and we'll get you back. Great, you know, it didn't bother me. I never asked, who are you? It's like, thank you, I'm in. So,
yeah. Well, you would like my a toy I just picked up.
What'd you get?
Last year, I haven't personally started working on it. It's a 1948 Plymouth two-door coupe. It will soon be a hot rod.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah,
it's already got a 350 horse, 350
yeah.
Chevy engine out of a Corvette. Not a Corvette, out of a Camaro.
Right, the 48 Plymouth Special Deluxe, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've
but
seen
it's a two-door. What it's a two-door.
Yeah, okay. What color?
Well, right now it's a reddish color, but I want to paint it candy apple red with black fenders.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Yeah, there's a nice two-door of that in the St. Louis Car Museum, actually. So, yeah, that's a nice car. Have fun. And the nice thing is you actually can work on it, unlike the cars around today.
Oh, yeah. And the crazy thing is there's original parts for it.
Yeah. Available. Oh, yeah. And there are, you know, you can see, like, in Hemmings all the time, there are not only several of them for sale. Most of them that are in cherry condition are prices I could never afford. But fixing them up is the absolute best part of it, because it'll be all yours at a price you could afford, although the parts are going to run you.
This one is solid.
That's great.
There's no rust on it, no nothing.
Oh, that's great.
Won't take me long to have it painted. I started when I was 13 years old doing body work and painting on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, wow. That's great. Oh, yeah. Well, enjoy every mile when you get it together.
Yep. I certainly hope to. You know, it's funny. I've got a 1975 Caddy Eldorado.
Yeah.
And I needed parts for it.
Uh-huh.
I ordered them online, and they came from India.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, sadly, God forbid you ever lose the AC, because really replacing that is a bitch. Yeah. It's just...
I don't even know if it has AC.
It does. It does. It came with it.
It probably does. Yeah.
No,
this was a nice car.
She's only got
93,000.
But what's interesting is that most of the engines were like 190 horsepower, you know, so this is a large car for that. So, you know, it's nice. It's a land yacht, and it's very nice, but... Like I say, on all those, man, when the air conditioning went out, it was a loss, because after all the things that used to make it easy, they outlawed. You know, not good for the environment. So.
Well,
yeah.
Just don't take it to California.
When I took my first Corvette to California, I had to detune it so it could pass emissions and then retune it so it could run. Yeah, no, it was just...
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate. That was such a joke. But yeah. Although California, this is the state, I'll never forget it, I mentioned this before, when I was there again in the 90s, they mandated that all state trucks must be electric vehicles by 1995. The only problem was 1995 came and the trucks weren't available. So they had to say, well, we'll push that back. Yeah, I guess. So, know all about California.
The most ludicrous thing I've heard of is electric fire trucks.
No, you're making that up.
No, they're trying to do it.
No, tell me you're making that up, please.
Well,
please.
Okay,
I just looked this up.
The president wants it to happen, but I don't think it will.
I just looked this up. Oh, my God. The Rosenberger RTX electric fire truck. Oh, my dear God. St. Paul, Minnesota is on the hook for a $1.8 million electric fire truck. I don't want to read this article. I just don't want to read this. Anyway, let's go on to happy things. What are your guesses?
Alrighty.
Yeah, give me your guesses.
I think there was a president on one of his birthdays that went skydiving.
It's not that. Now, remember, the first part is worldwide. A huge amount of people have done this. See, keep that in mind. A huge amount of people have not skydived. But it's a nice answer, and George Bush did it. But it's not right.
That's who I thought did the skydiving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. George Bush did the skydiving, but he's not right. No, it's not George Bush who did what we're looking at, but it is what he, you know, you mentioned the skydiving, and I knew that was Bush. It's not that. It isn't Bush who's the president at hand in this question either. Might as well give some clues since the show is about to come to an end in a half hour. But yes, a huge amount of people have done this, but only one president did it that we're sure about. So we only know publicly about one president doing it. But probably more did.
Well, I thought for sure I had
to. I know, it's such a nice answer.
Oh, well.
Well, it got you to call, so I love that answer. And I hope you'll call again.
Yeah, we had an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
I've never seen or heard a lady on the radio that knew so much about cars.
Oh, I love cars, love cars. Well, I used to drive the interstates as a hobby. I used to laugh that I completed it, which is more than the federal government did. But the reality, when I drove the interstates, they didn't have nearly as many, and they never broke the rules, the original Department of Defense rules about, you know, lane size and shoulder size and medium differential and on-ramp and off-ramp. Oh, that's all gone to hell in a handbasket.
Well, the current interstate system was designed and created by President Eisenhower.
Right, in 1955, DOD, Department of Defense, moving troops and people.
Yes.
Of course.
Exactly.
Well, that's why it even...
That was the year I was born, by the way.
Oh, okay. You youngster, how nice. It even was had provisions for the landing strips every X number of miles. It was a beautiful thing. And the original interstates, you know, the divided four lanes were a pleasure to drive. But, you know, when they started doing things like they'd let you enter from the left, I'm like, no, you won't. You know, so they have all sorts of things now that just drive me crazy.
Yeah, those... roundabouts?
Yeah.
Bad engineering idea.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then...
People don't know what to do when a semi is going around them.
No.
we need both lanes.
Yes.
I can't fathom that.
Well, you know, I
can't understand that.
I've said all along that the driving test for four-wheelers should include just minor physics, like how long it takes an 18-wheeler to stop when they're loaded. What's the turning radius of the average vehicle? And on and on. These are things that four-wheelers should know, and they don't.
Yeah.
As you know, every mile.
They don't even have enough common sense.
No.
Not to cut off a semi after they pass them.
Oh, God. That's what I'm saying. I always say they're not breaking traffic laws. They're defying the laws of physics, and the answer is not pretty.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Good deal. Well, so I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Alrighty.
Okay, thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. All right, this time I will not miss the news. I'm just not going to miss the news. So we'll be back. We'll have Anita and Barry and Jack and Don and Lynn. Oh, we're going to get to Lynn first, right after the news, because Lynn is a first-time caller. So stay where you are. Lynn, you are up next on WGN Radio.
Just feel like crying, 'cause nothing's satisfying.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, they are just wonderful. Yeah, who are they? And what's the theme? 888-876-5593. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this, but we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did it. Did what? All right. We'll be revealing that within 20 minutes. We'll also be revealing all the bumpers we played and the theme. And right now, we will meet Lynn, a first-time caller in Algonquin. So thanks for calling, Lynn.
Hi, how are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Fine. Good. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. What do you think?
I think it might be President Carter who admitted that he saw a UFO.
I like that, but it's not right.
Okay.
It's night, though. I'm glad you called, and I hope you'll do it again.
Yes, we'll do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. We meet Yana, a first-time caller from Addison. Hi, Yana.
Hello, Raleigh. I would like to guess on those trivia.
Yeah, what do you think?
Excuse me. I think it may be public transportation.
That's a great answer. It's not right, though. But I want to say that John said that Yana's a little nervous because English is not her first language. And I got to tell you, Yana, your English is just perfect. Don't you ever be embarrassed about that. Now, you know, what's your native tongue?
Czech.
Whoa. Well, see, I can't even say a word in Czech. Not a word. So you're doing...
I'm sure.
You're doing great. And you call me anytime.
Well, thank you very much. I listen to you every day for a long time.
Great to have you. Thanks. Appreciate it, Yana.
Have a great rest of the night.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, Yana's my inspiration. Yeah, sure. Her English is absolutely fine. And so, yeah, never be embarrassed about that. Even trying is good enough, but she's mastered it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now I have to go look up and find a word in Czech that I might, you know, probably mispronounce, but at least I'll know one. All right, so we'll see what we do on that. Anita in Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
All right, what's up?
Oh, I have a guess on your trivia question there.
Yeah.
About... Yeah, lots of people have done it, and we know of one president.
Yeah.
My first thought was the weed with President Clinton, but that was not down.
Yeah, it wasn't
okay.
That.
I was like, okay. Now, my next guess is Barack Obama made his own beer.
Oh, that's great. No, I didn't know that, but I love that. And it would be like that in that I don't think many people would know this. I don't think it was too public.
Really?
Yeah, it's not
he
Barack.
He had it on TV. They did news on TV. And
I love it.
He was there.
No, that's great. Although,
yeah, they made their own beer. They didn't have anything to do one night, and they made their own. They were.
Why not? No, that's great. I don't know if a huge amount of people have done this since alcohol was legal, but it's a good answer. But yeah,
okay.
I should have mentioned that you know, this is a weird answer. I don't know how publicly known it is. I probably should have mentioned that from the get-go. But that was a nice guess. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty, thank you.
So 888-876-5593. And Barry is in Oak Grove Village. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
All right, what's going on, Barry?
Not much. I think the only president there's only one president that we know of that routinely swam nude in the Potomac River.
That's not it, but who did that?
I'm not sure it might have been either Polk or Grover Cleveland, but probably Polk, because he was earlier. And the situation was that there was this woman who was trying to routinely get in touch with him, and he was never accessible. And it was known that every morning he'd go swim in the river nude with his clothes on the side of the beach. And so she went there when he was in the water, and she kind of had a captive audience.
I'll bet. Yeah, when you say...
I wish I could remember which president it was. I'm sure it would pop up on... and any internet.
Well, one thing we know for sure, it wasn't since the advent of the widespread press, because you know that would be all over it. Yeah, that's great. I love it.
Probably pre-photography, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's great, though. I'll look it up. Thanks.
You bet.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so, yeah, swam nude in the river. I don't know what's in that river. Yeah. Would that be a danger? Well, it'd probably be a danger, period. But 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh.
Brian is in Joliet. What's up, Brian? Raleigh, I have a guess on the bumper theme.
Good. What do you think?
They all were produced by Gene Pitney.
Oh, that's so nice. It's not right.
Okay, just thought I'd try.
Well, that's a nice guess. It is.
Thank
it's
you.
Not right. I'll try to see if there are enough records produced by Gene Pitney to actually do that one night.
Well, I know we did some production, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, to come up with 11 of them that would fit. But who knows? That's a good idea, but it's not right.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for trying.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, James on the south side. What's going up tonight, James?
I almost fell asleep on you.
Oh, well, you wouldn't be the first.
No, it is. I first was going to do a couple of shots at that straggler.
Yeah.
And, okay, I was thinking bungee jumping.
Nope.
Okay, I was going to say streaking.
Nope.
Buffalo hunting.
Nope.
And the last one might be maybe got remarried in the White House.
Nope. Now, how many people do you know who have gone buffalo hunting? I mean, come on. This is a huge amount of people have done this. All right. So we'll just leave it there and ask you your World War II question.
Okay.
Are you ready? All right.
Yeah.
What was the July 20 plot?
Okay, July 20 plot. I am going to say this. Okay, I think, although I'm probably wrong about this, but I think this has something to do with trying to get rid of Hitler.
Uh huh. You're absolutely
and
right.
It's,
you're absolutely right. It was a failed attempt to assassinate Hitler in 1944 on July 20th.
Yeah, there were several of them. Probably the most promising one was the one that's immortalized in Valkyrie and this one. Okay, the one where they had the bomb on the plane with them and they failed to ignite.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Yes, it was. And interestingly, there were a number of civilian and military officials involved. And the motivation of the conspirators was at issue, as some of them, I believe, were in the Third Reich. Yeah. So there's a lot of debate about what were those motivations, actually. All right. Well, 888-876-5593. A couple of first-time callers. Don is in... I don't know where he is. Don, where are you?
Thank you, Illinois.
All right. Well, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. My guess would be that it's William Howard Taft who got stuck in the bathtub.
Oh, I love that. That's not right, but that's a great answer.
Thank you.
Call me again. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good deal. Yeah, so that's a wonderful answer. It's just not right. Gina's a first-time caller in Canada. All right, Gina, whereabouts are you?
Oh, I don't want to say. I just want to answer your trivia question.
Okay.
It's the cold water bucket challenge.
No, I don't even know what the cold water bucket challenge is. Enlighten me.
For MS or something, remember everybody was dunking cold water on them?
Oh, really? Oh, the ice bucket challenge. All right. Yeah. No, that's not it.
Thank you, dear.
But I'm glad you called, and I hope you will again wherever you are.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, Canada checks in. Ooh, more first-time callers. Ooh, must be good good ionosphere layer propagation tonight. John, a first-time caller in Mount Prospect, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I love your show.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Skydiving?
No. Nope. I know that Bush did that, but let's face it, a huge amount of people have not skydived.
No, I have not, but my son has, so you never know.
Yeah, I know there are people who will jump out of perfectly good airplanes, but hopefully...
I don't know why.
Hopefully your son grew out of it and he's fine now.
Yeah, he did.
Good.
Thank you anyway.
All right, thanks.
Thank
Call you. Me again. Appreciate it. All right, so nice to meet John. Yeah, man. It's his son skydiving. That's a thing a father probably wants to know after the fact, right? Yeah, I don't think I'd want to know beforehand. Jean, a first-time caller in Arlington Heights. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
I want to take a guess at the trivia question.
Oh, good.
Adopted?
No. Oh, that's nice. I don't know if any of them are adopted. That's not it.
Gerald Ford.
Oh, that's right. I should have known that. You're absolutely right. That wasn't his birth name and all that. You're right. That's not it.
Okay. Warwick?
Nope. Who did that?
George Washington, I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, I know the powdered wig, but yeah. I wonder if, maybe there's a thing online about how many wore wigs. I'll look that up, but that's not it, and I'm glad you called, and I hope you will again.
I have some more guesses.
Oh, yes, you do. Absolutely. Go for it. I didn't realize there was a list. Go.
Okay, wheelchair. Used a wheelchair.
Nope.
Played baseball.
Nope.
Flew a plane.
Nope.
Didn't drive.
Nope.
Didn't drink?
Nope.
Okay, that's it.
Well, that was a wonderful list. Call me again. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, only thing wrong with that list is it wasn't right. Everything else about it was just swell. All right. So, Harry's a first-time caller, and Harry is in Burbank, Illinois. All right. I can barely see the screen, obviously. All right, Harry. Welcome back, or not welcome back. It's the first time. Welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Riley. Pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you. So what do you think?
I was going to guess on the president thing, declared bankruptcy.
Oh, I like that. It's not right. I don't know. Have any of them done that? I wonder.
Trump, no?
Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he? You're right. Which is still just weird to me, considering how many million he had. But I don't know. Obviously, he recovered. All right. That's a great answer. It's just not right. Thank you.
All righty.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. That was a long time ago. All right, so let's see. We've got Anita in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Anita, are you there? I think we might have talked to Anita, actually, and maybe I didn't clear that line, but all right. All right. Jim is in Wheaton. All right, Jim, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, welcome. Thank you. Yes, I think I might have it this time.
Oh, good.
Hair plugs, Joe Biden.
No, and that's not it.
Okay.
I love it, though. That's a wonderful answer. Thank you.
I'll keep trying. Thanks.
I hope so.
Great show.
All right, appreciate it. All right, yeah, in moments we'll be revealing. Don called back. Okay, we'll get there. And did I get to Jack in St. Charles? Well, I will next. And there's little room for you two, and we'll reveal the theme and all the artists and all that in moments on WGN Radio.
Dirty sidewalks are gray and concrete cold. They said neon lights were beautiful sights, but how about this one blinking in my room of love? And where's the magic in this magic town? In no time, but here I am, and I'm down to my last dime. I just don't know why I bothered to try when nobody.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I would say it's the worst version of Magic Town ever, but actually it was the first version of Magic Town ever. Yeah, the Vogues, of course, later had a nice hit with it, but she tried. Certainly was trying. All right, 1965 on Capitol. Who is she? That's our final bumper stumper. And I'll reveal the theme in a few minutes if you don't get it, or if you don't get any of the artists. We'll tell you who all they were. Got another first caller, and that is John in Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'd like to try the trivia question.
Oh, good. What do you think?
I think it's Ulysses S. Grant received a speeding ticket in Washington, D.C. while he was president.
What a great answer. I never heard about that, but that's not it. I love it, though.
Oh, it has to be it.
Oh, but it's not. It's not. It, of course, you know, my answers are usually absolutely out there, even more out there than presidents with speeding tickets.
Yeah, he loved to ride. He loved to ride fast horses. And I think it was one of the soldiers from the Civil War who was now a policeman in Washington, D.C., and he gave him a pass one day and arrested him the next.
Oh, that's great. That's a great story. I wonder how fast he was going.
I don't know, but for an example, when he traveled like down the Mississippi River and didn't take any provisions with him, and then when they landed, he'd have his army go out and pillage, and he'd always tell them, "You bring me back a stallion. That's what I want to ride."
I love that. His army go out and pillage. All right, that's great. That's the American way. All right, that's not it, but thanks for trying.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
You call me again, John. Appreciate
all right,
it.
I
all
will.
Right, so I hope so. How nice. A lot of first-time callers, and the moments are... Okay, we're out of time. Apologies to Anita, to Jack, and Don. Here's the deal. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this. We know for sure only one U.S. president did it. Did what? Visited a psychiatrist. In 1951, while a senator from California, Richard M. Nixon visited a New York doctor for back and neck pain. He continued to see him throughout his political career. After Nixon's death, Dr. Arnold Hutchnecker admitted to treating Nixon, saying the president did not have a serious psychiatric diagnosis, but he did have a good portion of neurotic symptoms. It doesn't take a psychiatrist to know that. That was reported in the New York Times in 2001. All right, our songs real quickly. Lynn Roman did Just a Little Lovin'. She's actually Linda Griner, and boy, I love her. Clyde McFadder did On Broadway, which is ironic since he used to be with the Drifters, and the Drifters had the first hit with that, of course. Marlena Shaw did Looking Through the Eyes of Love. Tony Orlando, we already established, did Bless You. Patti LaBelle did Here You Come Again. John Fred did We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Frankie Lane did I'm Gonna Be Strong. The Blossoms did Good, Good Lovin'. And Jody Miller did Magic Town. What do they all have in common? Every one of those songs, and others we did not get to, were written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. All right, so that's the deal. So that means a fresh question next week. A show tomorrow night, but we will be an hour late due to whatever it is, hockey. Yeah, that's right, due to hockey. And so probably around 11 Central. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, especially all our new callers. I hope they will call again soon. And maybe you'll call tomorrow night. We'll see. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.